Antonio?
The beautiful presentation that Richard Steingart, the cardiologist who commented on these two presentations, and actually it was a little bit of an eye-opener for some things that we more or less knew in the back of our minds. We tend to focus a lot on systolic function. We tend to focus a lot on the number, which is something we can measure, and even a cardiologist sometimes will focus on the number. What he reminded us is that essentially, among older women, diastolic dysfunction is much more of an issue than systolic function. So you can have women with congestive heart failure with evidence of diastolic dysfunction and normal EF. And in fact, two-thirds of the women, according to him, with congestive heart failure will have normal ejection fraction. And that is because the main cause of CHF in this population is hypertension. So you could have a woman with hypertension and normal EF, could have evidence of diastolic dysfunction, who could have a much greater risk of developing complications associated with the anthracycline.
You know, the extension of that is the whole issue has sensitized me to what limited information we have about this long-term risk. And in the Women's Health Initiative, we're very cognizant of how difficult it is to measure congestive heart failure. There we've got prospective studies, a $722 million budget. We've got cardiac primary endpoints, and we are not confident in our ability to define congestive heart failure. And we get these clinical reports and the numbers, and it's really pretty much, I think many cardiologists would have a difficult time with these diagnoses.